Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What do you do when you get into a fight? And I'm not talking about a physical fight, but the kind of fight that Daniel got into when he prayed for 21 days. I'm talking about the kind of fight that Jesus found himself in when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Those are real fights. In Exodus 17, Moses and Joshua found themselves in a fight against Amalek. But this fight, although physical, this fight was to be won and lost through prayer. The outcome of this fight was to be determined by prayer. And the Amplified translation for Exodus 17 from verse 11 to 13 says, "Now when Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And when he lowered his hand, due to fatigue, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and he grew tired. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Then Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and one on the other side. So it was that his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed and defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword." Now, the last fight you were in, did you consider raising up your hands? The fight you are currently in, have you considered raising up your hands? The fights you will face in the future, will you consider raising up your hands? When a man or woman of God raises up their hands in a battle, in a spiritual battle, you are surrendering the fight to the Lord. Exodus 14, verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace." What does that tell you? It tells me that the battle is not yours. This battle you face should be fought with hands raised in prayer, because it's a battle that you are surrendering off to a higher authority. Raising your hands in thanksgiving and praise is another key to victory in a battle. Ask Paul and Silas. They'll tell you all about how raised hands in worship and praise can invoke the mighty power of God. You see, I don't think many of us really understand the significance of raising your hands in prayer. Raising your hands in surrender, raising your hands in praise. Too many of us don't understand how significant that is. You don't take a spiritual swing at the devil and hope to knock him out. You kneel before God and he will crush the enemy before you. When you kneel before God, he will fight for you. And when it comes to fighting, when it comes to spiritual battles, don't ever underestimate the role of prayer. Don't ever underestimate the advantage that prayer gives you. To be able to call on the authority that's in the name of Jesus, that's a powerful advantage to us as believers. To be able to use God's word in prayer, that's an advantage to us. At the name of Jesus Christ, demons tremble. When you call on the word of God, it is living and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Prayer is so very important to the Christian life. It's important to us. It's important for us. Jesus took time to teach his disciples how to pray. He taught them what to pray for and when to pray. Equally, I admire the willingness of the disciples to have asked to be taught how to pray. You see, they were around Jesus a lot. They saw how often he withdrew from them to go and pray. They saw how seriously Jesus took prayer. It wasn't a game when it came to prayer, and I'm sure the disciples saw this in Jesus. And this is why we too need to understand the power and importance of prayer. It should be a desire for each of us to become prayer warriors. And as prayer warriors, we are to soak everything we love and everything we're associated with in prayer. Think of prayer like an umbrella. When you're fighting those spiritual storms, the umbrella of prayer will cover us. It will cover our families and loved ones. Even through life's battles, through life's highs and lows, through the struggles and hardships, through the mountains and valleys, everything that we go through should be done in prayer. It all should be covered by prayer. You see, going to church, reading the Bible, doing good deeds are necessary for Christian living, but only through the discipline of prayer can we overcome temptations and struggles. Only when we become a prayer warrior can we defeat this unseen enemy that is lurking in the dark, trying to deceive us. Only through prayer can we experience God's power and might. Only then can we experience what it's like to live under the protection of God Almighty. And it's only by this discipline that we can maintain our course and not lose focus on the commands of our King and Lord, Jesus Christ. But it will be a fight. And if you've ever been involved in a fight at any point in your life, a fight for your job, a physical fight, a fight for your relationship, you know that you have to dig deep. And when it comes to our Christian lives, one thing that we need to realize is that every day, from the time we wake up to the time that we sleep, we are in a fight. We are involved in a conflict. There is a struggle between good and evil, and that struggle is a spiritual battle. And it goes on every day. As we grow older and become more mature Christians, we are called to be equipped with the weapons that God has given us. We are called to put on the whole armor of God. And the question I want to ask you is, have you answered that call? Have you answered the call to put on the whole armor of God? Have you answered the call to pray without ceasing? Have you answered the call to pray always? You see, in this battle, we have an unseen enemy. It's not a thief. It's not the nightmare neighbor from hell. It's not the workplace bully. Our unseen enemy can only be revealed in the spiritual realm, with the eyes of faith. He can only be identified through the spiritual eyes of discernment, and he can only be fought through prayer. And I want to encourage you to pray. I'd like to rally you up and remind you that it is not God's will for us to be slain by evil. It is not God's will for us to be defeated. It's not the will of the Lord for us to be victims of the devil. No, it's quite the opposite. God wants us to be the victors. God doesn't sit in heaven looking down at you saying, "Figure it out, my child. You've got this battle. I'll take care of the next one." The Lord doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves. He will not abandon us. But hear me. What God really wants us to do is to suit up. He wants us to put on His armor. He wants us to be in the battlefield fighting on His side. There is no middle ground in this warfare. If we don't fight for the Lord, then we are fighting for evil. Now the question is, who will you stand for in this battle? Many believers fall on this trap of kinda, sorta living for God. But all that does is leave you lukewarm. But the good news is that God's judgment has already been passed to the devil. The devil has been judged to suffer eternal damnation, but us, as children of God, believers in Christ, we are destined for victory. We are destined for victory when we make the choice to fight on God's side. And the Lord is not a dictator. He will never force us to stand with Him. He granted us the free will to let us choose between right or wrong, good and evil, warrior of God or a warrior of the enemy. Will you choose to be a prayer warrior? Will you choose to fight the battle on your knees? What will you choose? As soldiers of Christ, we go into every battle knowing that we are more than conquerors. We have already won. We are the ones that will testify that we are not fallen soldiers, but we are the victorious ones. So make the decision today. The decision to keep your hands raised even in the middle of your battle. Make the decision to pray often, to pray first, and to pray with boldness. Make the decision to pray at times in the Spirit. Persevere in prayer. Press on. Don't give up. Keep praying and keep pushing. And remember, Mark 11, verse 24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours."
If I had to tell you my story, I would have to tell you that there was a time that I hit rock bottom. There was a time where I was flat broke, no hope, and things weren't looking bright for me. And to make matters worse, do you know what I did at that time? In my anger, in my rebellion, I turned my back on God. Where I should have been patient, I was rash and acted out of my own will. Where I should have had faith and let God be in control, I tried to control things. I did things my own way and chose the broad road because I felt there wasn't enough room on the straight and narrow road. And for anyone who has ever tried to do things their way instead of God's way, when you do something when you know good and well that's not God's will for your life, let me say from experience that it never works out. Ask Jonah. How did it work out for him when he tried to outrun God's calling? And so for me, life happened. After I ran, after I pulled away, after I ignored the conviction of the Holy Spirit in my heart, the Lord finally allowed a series of events that brought me to my knees. I was stuck in a situation where I knew deep down that I had to turn to Jesus. Life made me chase and seek after a power that is bigger than anything I had access to. My problems, as many as they were, made me seek divine intervention. Have you ever been in a place where nothing seems to be working and you know only Jesus can get you out of this place? A place where no natural resources, no doctor, no psychologist amount of therapy, no friend can get you out of this situation, but only Jesus Christ. That's where I was. Where I once stood tall and relied on my own skills, my own resources, life took me to the feet of the Lord, asking for forgiveness, begging for mercy. I wasn't worthy, but I was still loved. I wasn't faithful, but I was still forgiven. And for anyone else who may be going through what I went through, for anyone else who may need this word of encouragement, I want to tell you that although you may be hard-pressed on every side, but you're not crushed. You might be discouraged, but you're not destroyed. Although you're perplexed, you have not been driven to despair. The bottom line is, regardless of how bad or messed up you think your situation is, you are not forsaken. Remember what the Word of God says about you. His plans for you are good. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So let me tell you, you are valuable. You are of more value than many sparrows. You've been saved by grace. You've been justified by faith. You see, you need to get to the point where you stop running from the call of God. There must come a time when you, as a believer, must decide, I will stand strong on my godly convictions. I will stand for forgiveness even when it's hard. I will stand in faith even when I can't see a way out. You may be under attack in your health. Maybe the attack is within your family or marriage. Even under attack, pray that the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. So I'm speaking to you, child of God. It's time to take a stand with the Word of God against the forces of evil. Stand in the authority of Christ, your Savior. When you stand and wait on the Lord, He will renew your strength. He will rescue you.
If you look back at when Jesus was on the earth, you're looking at God reaching out for you. He reduced himself and came down to a level where he could carry our sins and save us. Just imagine the Almighty on his heavenly throne, surrounded by millions of angels, more than the eye can see, and they're singing, "Holy, holy, holy." And the Lord tells them, "Wait, wait. Let me pour out my glory. Let me release my omnipresence. Let me step out of this holy atmosphere, an atmosphere surrounded by angels and praise. Let me step out of heaven, out of perfection, righteousness, and purity. Let me leave this worship and let me humble myself. Let me go down to the level of man so that I may save them, so that I may be the light of their salvation. Let me give myself away so that they may be saved. Let me take on their guilt and shame so that they may have a chance to eternal life." My brothers and sisters, when you are looking at God as a man, at Christ as a man, you are looking at a God whose love was so deep, whose love was so, oh, so strong, that he reduced himself to his lowest form. He had to reduce himself to be a man. He had to pour out his glory in order to save us, because if he had came in his full power and might, then we wouldn't have been able to stand him. If he came in his glory, he would have cracked the sky. None of us would have been able to stand the brightness of his glory. So powerful is God Jehovah that he had to reduce himself to a burning bush just to speak to Moses. And even then, Moses was told, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Why? Because even then, his presence alone made everything around that burning bush holy ground. So he had to lower himself. He became Emmanuel. God is with us. And for the first time in all of eternity, God in the flesh knew what it was like to be tired. He knew what it was like to be human. He knew what it was like to need rest. God the Son became human so that he would know what it was like to be you. He traded his glory and took on flesh so that he could save you. Understand me when I say, because the Lord became man, because he came down to earth, down to our level, he knows the emotions you feel. He knows what tears are. He knows pain. And this means that there is absolutely nothing that he can ask or pray for that he does not understand. And because he understands, he is moved by your cries. He is touched by your emotions.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. a trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.